KKFT. From the Keystone CPAs News Studios. Live and local, your new news with Greg Nift and Jerry Evans.
We've got 91 degrees right now, sunny skies, smoky skies, actually, at Reno Tahoe International Airport. A very good Monday afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neff. Glad you're with us here in our top local stories this hour. Well, we have the newest details on the bug fire burning just north of Reno.
Have patience with all the law enforcement out there as we're holding blockades. We are working with fire.
And coming up, what law enforcement is urging you to do if you are in the line of fire. Meantime, the bug fire impacting the first day of school for many in Washoe County, directly ahead, which schools are closed. And the blaze impacting NV Energy customers as well. On the way, how one high-profile customer was knocked off the air. These stories and more on the KKFT News at Noon. It is your Monday. We are back from your weekend, and we are on emergency operations, as is everybody here. I'm Greg Neff to the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. And now with more, let's say hello to Jerry.
Hello, Greg, and good Monday afternoon, August the 10th. Back to school for most of Washoe County kids. Extra steps taken to reduce accidents at 395 and 50, and you'll be surprised, shocked, at how many citations have been issued just in the last 2 weeks and what steps are being taken to make it safer. The some might call the liberal Lollapalooza, the Lake Tahoe Summit, is coming up. We'll tell you about that. And the 18-year-old woman killed in that off-road accident just on July 29th, just a few weeks ago, has been identified. Those stories, local sports, and more all coming up on the new news today. And a new poll will be up before the end of the hour. The current poll, should the Washoe County Sheriff's Department focus more on, and this was all brought about how much they're involved in finding out who was poisoning the trees in Lake Tahoe. People, 61% say the Sheriff's Department should focus on crimes against people more so than the 3% that I think were maybe being a little contrarian and said trees, animals, just under 13%, and all of the above at just 22.5% before the end of the hour. Did Trump underestimate Iran as that conflict continues and now it takes a different direction somewhat? Just a simple question, yes or no. Did President Trump underestimate Iran before he started the war? That's not a part of the question. Just simply, did he underestimate Iran? Yes or no? And that's coming up before the end of the hour. You'll have a chance to vote on that. FM News Talk time is 12:09.
And we begin with the latest now on the bug fire. We are on KKFT Firewatch. The bug fire now more than 15,000 acres. It is 3% contained. As you know, it's burning north of Reno. You can see the smoke, especially over the weekend. It straddled the border with California as it burns north of Highway 395. And we have just learned within minutes that FEMA has now issued a monetary grant to help fight the fires. If you are told to go, do not wait. Truckee Meadows Fire says, if you are told to stand by.
If you're under a yellow or a ready on the evacuation map, please be prepared. Have your go bag ready. Have your pets, your medications, your clothes, anything you're going to need to be away from home for a short amount of time, ready.
Chief Rick Edwards says the fire is changing almost every minute.
It is wind-driven, and so you're not going to have a lot of time once that map turns to red.
And again, that's Chief Rick Edwards. And if you do not go when you are told to go.
Because if you stay behind and that fire comes into your neighborhood, impacts your home, and you call for assistance to help us or for us to help you evacuate, we're taking critical resources away from fighting that fire.
Meantime, the Washoe Sheriff says he understands homeowners' frustrations.
Have patience with all the law enforcement out there as we're holding blockades. We are working with fire and we understand one thing. Our main concern is your safety. We know you may want to get back to your house. We will have resources in the area to protect your homes, but we want you to be safe. So please, watch the perimeter map.
But Darren Balaam is offering a solemn promise.
And we will work to make sure that your community neighborhood is safe. But most importantly, we want you to be safe throughout this entire event.
One evacuee from the fire says this is no joke.
From the time I went back up to the house at like 7, and laid down for 15 minutes, I was woken by the second evac. And I threw I left the car loaded, so I threw the animals in the car and looked back, and I could see the fires had merged.
And we have the latest evacuation map up right now on our Twitter/X page. Just search 99.1 FM Talk Reno. Meantime, it is the first day of school for most in Washoe County, but not for students at 8 campuses. The district says the bug fire is forcing the closure of Desert Heights Elementary, Silver Lake Elementary, Lemon Valley Elementary, Shaw Middle, Spanish Springs High, Alice Taylor Elementary, Jesse Hall Elementary, and Spanish Springs Elementary. All other Washoe County School District schools are in session today. It's not clear when the schools that we mentioned will open. Meantime, more than 6,400 customers in Washoe County are without power Monday due to the bug fire. And this is not the only fire impact on our area. The Fred Mountain Fire has grown to almost 1,400 acres, no containment, and there are evacuations in place for that fire. Meantime, I'm sorry to say a new wildfire has broken out near Pyramid Lake. The Stallion Fire, as it's called, is now 25 acres, 0% contained. As of 11 o'clock this morning, that fire burning south of Pyramid Lake in the area of Stallion Drive and Rodero Road. It's unclear if anything is threatened at this time. We're going to watch this one very carefully. Another blaze that burned about 75 miles west of Reno and sent smoke into our area is now 72% contained. The Gann Fire burned over 10,000 acres and killed one person there.
Fire activity is now minimal and crews are starting to focus on mop-up operations. Firefighters will be aided by slightly cooler weather that begins today and continues through the week. A 65-year-old man is facing charges for allegedly starting the fire. Herbert Wayne Smith says he was cutting scrap metal when that fire started a week ago. 8 years ago, he pleaded no contest in another case where he started a fire. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
If you are an evacuee and you need shelter, there are designated shelters for you, and that includes the Reno Sparks Tribal Colony. Also, we all do understand that the Peppermill and the Eldorado and the Circus, along with the Silver Legacy, are offering special rates for evacuees. They range from $55 to $60 with no resort fees. If you do take advantage of them, you will need to provide some sort of proof of residency, but the hotels in downtown Reno are standing by for you to make sure that you can get out nice and safe. And please make sure that at least for the Peppermill, they do say that there are no pets. FM News Talk time, it is 12:13.
Too many fires, Greg, and more happening on a minute-by-minute basis, it seems. Saturday, East Fork Fire responded to two separate lightning-caused fires in Douglas County. The Double Spring Fire, located just south of Leviathan Mine off 395 and north of Highway 208, and the Ruby Fire, located off of Pine Nut 2 Road. Both of those started by lightning. I drove by the Double Spring Fire this morning, and it was still smoldering. However, both fires are now 100% contained. The Double Spring Fire burned approximately 100 acres. The Ruby Fire, same, doubled, nearly 200 acres. No structures were lost, no evacuations were required, and no injuries have been reported. Highway 395 was closed in both directions for a few hours, though. Carson City Coroner's Office has identified a woman killed in an OHV crash July 29th. As 18-year-old June Melody Bowles of Douglas County. It happened in the area of Arroyo Vista Lane. She was the driver of the vehicle. Her and all of the passengers were ejected in the crash. The passengers are in the hospital. Their conditions have not been released. Bowles was pronounced dead at the scene. Republican congressional candidate for the 2nd District, David Flippo, is scheduled to join us tomorrow on the noon news at approximately 12:45 p.m. We'll ask if he wants to respond to Mark Amadei's refusal to endorse or condescending remarks made recently in an interview. Jeff from Reno last week used the text machine and said no endorsement from Amadei is as good an endorsement for Flippo as he needs. Scheduled tomorrow, 12:45 p.m., David Flippo on the noon news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. FM Talk News Time, 12:15.
Let's keep you moving. KKFT traffic on your noon news.
Have three collisions to tell you about right now. The first one, eastbound Interstate 80 at Pyramid in Sparks. Fortunately, traffic is not being affected too badly by that collision. Also, northbound 580 at Neal Road. There's an injury collision there. That is slowing things down. Watch out for emergency vehicles. And in Carson City, Highway 50 at State Route 28. Just past that intersection, there's a non-injury collision in that area. Since 1986, Pro One Automotive has been the shop friends recommend to their friends for all of their automotive needs. Also, don't forget, Pro One is home of the no appointment needed gas or diesel smog check. It's 91 degrees in Sparks, Carson City, and Smith Valley, 80 South Lake Tahoe. Here's a look at your weather.
After today, we're actually going to see more seasonal or even below seasonal temperatures by the latter part of the week. But today, well into the 90s and low 90s tomorrow. Weather brought to us by RE/MAX Gold agent Mary Jo Brummer and the Brummer Group. You can hire Mary Jo as your agent in Northern Nevada. She listens, cares, and delivers. Call 721-5905. Coming up at 1, Guy Benson on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
Character is like a tree, and reputation like its shadow. The shadow is what we think of it. The tree is the real thing. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts presented by Lincoln Heating and Air.
Hey, Greg.
The shade of a tree is a joy in the summer, but for refreshing cool air in your home or office, call the company with an Honest Abe reputation at 359-1985. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Nothing brings a community together like the glow of a warm fire. At VM West, we're proud to keep our Carson Valley neighbors cozy with the best split and seasoned Jeffrey Pine around. Whether you're stocking up for the family cabin or just need a few logs and rounds for the weekend, we offer full cords at the lowest prices in the area. We're locals helping locals. Stop by for a quick pickup and say hi, or give us a ring for fast, friendly delivery. Keep the hearth burning bright. Call VM West at 775-224-7792 or visit vmwest.com/firewood.
At a time when so many parents are worried about what their children are learning or not learning, there's a different path right here in Reno, the Church at Reno's Academy, where students receive a Bible-based education rooted in faith, discipline, patriotism, and academic excellence. It isn't the chaos of the county schools. It's structure, respect, purpose. Students are challenged with rigorous academics, supported with strong moral foundations, and something almost forgotten in modern education, taught cursive writing. Why? Because students continue to show cursive improves memory, comprehension, and cognitive development. Don't forget, America's founding documents are all written in cursive. If your child or grandchild needs an alternative to the confusion and declining standards in Washoe County, look no further than the Church at Reno Academy. Faith, freedom, academic excellence. Go to thechurchatreno.com for more information.
Get large capacity cooling with a Maytag side-by-side refrigerator. Gallon door bins free up shelf space, and frameless glass shelves fit larger items. The metal shelf gives the inside a bold look that's as durable as it is distinct. An exterior water and ice dispenser makes access easy, and a fingerprint-resistant stainless steel resists smudges and streaks. Shop Sargent's Appliances today. We're located in Sparks, or visit our website at sargentsoutlet.com.
Your project calls for rock, soil, sand, or boulders. Call the pros at B&T Rock and Mound House. We've got decorative rock, base, topsoil, drain rock, paver sand, and more ready for pickup or delivery straight to your job site or home. From Washoe to Douglas, Lyon County to Carson City, B&T Rock delivers the materials you need fast, reliable, and affordable. Visit vntrock.biz or call 775-246-1660. B&T Rock. From base to boulders, rock solid service. Rock solid results.
Further Nevada's Midday Update, your new news, KKFT.
Water concerns at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. I'm John Potter for the new news. Is there enough water for all the growth happening at the center? A lawsuit says no. A trial is set for next spring pitting the agency that provides water to the companies at the industrial center against the developer. The agency says some water shortfalls have already occurred and will only increase as more centers open there. It paid for a water study that says if all the industrial land gets developed, which at the moment only half is, there won't be enough drinkable water for domestic use. They want the developer to secure other sources of water at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, or they will cut back on the allocated water if they have to. The Industrial Center says there's no shortfall and that those companies have actually been using less of what they're allotted. The jury trial is set for next May. I'm John Potter for the New News on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
92 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. If you're just checking in, the three big things you need to know. Number one, 15,000 acres burned, 3% containment on the Buck Fire, about 1,800 homes threatened by the blaze. We have an evacuation map up right now that you can see on our Twitter X page, FM Talk 99.1. And if you are in the red zone, the go now zone, you need to get out. Number two, the Reno Stead Airport now closed to general aviation traffic due to the Fred Mountain and Bug fires. Right now, we just checked with RNO, and they say operations at the big airport, the international airport, are not affected, but there do appear to be a few delays. And number three, officials with the airport, again, eight Washoe County schools are closed due to the Bug fire. It was to be the first day of school for many students in Washoe County. It's not clear when the affected schools will open. It's our top national story. Democratic voters in Wisconsin heading to the polls tomorrow to decide their nominee for governor.
Francesca Hunk, she's a state representative, former restaurant owner, running to be America's first self-identifying Democratic Socialist governor. She has earned the endorsement of the DSA and from controversial progressives, including the far-left Hassan Piker. And pressed on electability concerns, Hunk has had to walk back some of her past statements about canceling Thanksgiving, Valentine's Day, and defunding the police.
This election belongs to the voters. We let the voters decide.
Hung's closest opponent is Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, who briefly suspended his campaign last month. But given fears that Hung doesn't stand a chance in the general, Crowley got back in with the support of current Democrat Governor Tony Evers.
And that is Monica Nelson with Fox News. FM News Talk Time, 1223.
Well, in response to a recent increase in crashes involving commercial motor vehicles, CMVs, in the area of 50 and 395, the Nevada Highway Patrol Division's Commercial Enforcement Section has increased inspection and enforcement efforts. Over the past 2 weeks, enforcement units have conducted 102 roadside inspections, documented 286 violations. They placed 45 drivers out of service, placed 33 commercial motor vehicles out of service, and out of service means they must be corrected, the violations, before a driver or a vehicle can resume operations. Troopers identified violations involving driver documentation, vehicle equipment and mechanical condition, motor carrier operating authority, and driver's daily logs. And additionally, there is now a portable message board east of the intersection displaying steep grade ahead, CMV, again, that's commercial motor vehicle, check brakes. And the Nevada State Police Highway Patrol Division is joining law enforcement partners statewide for a Joining Forces Distracted Driving campaign through the end of the month. Campaign will focus on highly visible enforcement and public education efforts aimed at reducing distracted driving and improving roadway safety across Nevada. Distractions can take many forms, including cell phone use, probably the worst offender, or eating, or any activity that takes a driver's eyes or attention off the road. Local sports coming up. We'll get some weather. It's going to start cooling down and traffic in a moment. FM News Talk time is 12:25.
Your midday drive update. KKFT traffic.
Crews are still on the scene of a pair of collisions, one of them northbound 580 at Neal Road. They're almost done with that. They're just doing the paperwork now. Also, Highway 50 at State Route 28 in Carson City. There's a non-injury collision there. And let me remind you, our firefighters are fighting their fires at Hallelujah Junction, where it's 89 degrees, 92 degrees in Spanish Springs. It's 91 degrees at the Stead Airport, 79 in Emerald Bay. But here's a look at your weather.
More sun than clouds for the next couple of days, but then some clouds roll in, cooler temperatures, and a chance of showers and thunderstorms, particularly Wednesday. 97 this afternoon in Sparks. Weather brought to us by RE/MAX Gold agent Mary Jo Brummer and the Brummer Group. You can hire Mary Jo as your agent in Northern Nevada. She listens, cares, and delivers. 721-5905. Tonight at 10, George Norrie on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
If you have more than $25,000 in the state of Nevada, your will could end up in probate for years. If you call my office, that will not happen to you. This is John Rhodes, president of Lifeline Estate Services. We are a Nevada-licensed legal document preparation company, not a law firm. Over the last 30 years, my office has drafted thousands of living trusts, none of which have ever been successful. Contested in any court of law, allowing our clients to protect well over $1 billion in clients' assets from probate and outrageous attorney's fees. It doesn't matter who drafted your original trust. We amend and close out trusts created by our competitors. We encourage you to shop around, even attend a competitor seminar, but don't commit to anything before you ask your friends and neighbors who did their living trust. Remember, you don't have to pay the ridiculously high attorney's fees to have a solid, time-tested custom estate plan for half the cost of the area average. Call 824-8400 for a free consultation or visit trustforless.com. Stop procrastinating. Call 824-8400 now.
Big news from Carson Valley Oil. They've expanded their delivery area, now serving North Lake Tahoe, the Carson Valley, and Carson City. Also Dayton and the Reno Sparks area. Carson Valley Oil delivers bulk fuel, lubricants, and heating oil you can count on. Carson Valley Oil continues to set the gold standard for petroleum supply and customer service in Northern Nevada. Call 887-7777 for delivery or CFN card lock signup. That's 887-7777.
Now, your new news sports update on KKFT.
High school fall sports begins today. It begins with soccer. Truckee is at Reno. High school football begins this weekend. Nevada Football Fan Fest this past Saturday. Big turnout from the community. Chance to be on the field with some of the football players. Throw the ball and run some patterns. Black uniforms are back. They'll be in the opener. Aces split with El Paso last week. At Salt Lake City this week, 3-3 on the week. I'm Greg Swope with sports for the noon news on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Now the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news.
91 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. And we have breaking news that we continue to follow. We are continuing to cover the bug fire again. 15,000 acres burned, 3% containment. And we have just learned that there is now an air quality advisory in effect for much of Northern Nevada. Northern Nevada Public Health says unhealthy for sensitive groups to unhealthy for all in the Spanish Springs, North Valleys area. That starts later tonight and runs into Tuesday morning. So some pretty serious air quality issues from the bug fire. Please stay inside. In other news, the importance of public lands front and center for many in Nevada.
Researchers aggregated multiple polls and found that most voters opposed the sale of public land and the rollback of environmental protections. The center's executive director, Aaron Weiss, points to the Colorado College Conservation in the West poll, which found that 82% of Nevada voters opposed the Trump administration's funding cuts to agencies such as the U.S. Forest Service and the National Park Service.
Public lands, waters, and wildlife as a motivating factor in how they vote is worth everyone across the political spectrum keeping in mind as we head into this election season.
Last year, proposals from Nevada Congressman Mark Amadei and Utah Senator Mike Lee to sell off public lands were abandoned after they drew a big backlash. I'm Suzanne Potter.
FM News Talk covers the bug fire and the latest on that right after Fox News covers the nation and the world. It's 12:30.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. A powerful 7.4 magnitude earthquake hitting western Colombia today, killing over 70 people, trapping residents of collapsed buildings, forcing people to evacuate their homes. The epicenter in San Jose del Palma, a community of around 4,800 people, some 250 miles west of Bogota, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. The quake also felt in neighboring Ecuador and Panama, although minimal damage reported there. Joint Base Charleston is being renamed to Joint Base Lindsey Graham in honor of the late senator who passed away last month. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is from South Carolina, says the move will preserve Lindsey Graham's legacy.
From today forward, these planes will have Joint Base Graham on their tail. A reminder that Senator Graham was the American people's workhorse.
The Senate passing new sanctions designed to punish Russia for its war in Ukraine in honor of Senator Graham. America's listening to Fox News.
And we continue to follow breaking news right here on KKFT, the Bug Fire. It's 90 degrees right now. I'm Greg Neff. Good afternoon to you. Well, the Bug Fire is now more than 15,000 acres. It is 3% contained. It's north of Reno, straddling the border with California, burning north of Highway 395. And we have just learned there is an air quality advisory in effect, unhealthy for all for much of the North Valley's starting tonight. We have the evacuation up right now, the evacuation map, I should say, up right now on our Twitter X page. Just search FM Talk 99.1. If you are in the red, go right now. There's a reason for that.
If you're under a yellow or ready on the evacuation map, please be prepared. Have your go bag ready, have your pets, your medications, your clothes, anything you're going to need to be away from home for a short amount of time, ready.
And if you do not go when you're told, there could be consequences.
Because if you stay behind and that fire comes into your neighborhood, impacts your home, and you call for assistance to help us or for us to help you evacuate, we're taking critical resources away from fighting that fire.
And that's Truckee Meadows Fire Chief Rick Edwards, who says this is a very fluid situation.
It is wind-driven, and so you're not going to have a lot of time once that map turns to red.
And the Washoe Sheriff says he does understand homeowners' frustrations.
Have patience with all the law enforcement out there as we're holding the blockades. We are working with fire, and we understand one thing. Our main concern is your safety. We know you may want to get back to your house. We will have resources in the area to protect your homes, but we want you to be safe. So please, watch the perimeter map.
And again, that's Sheriff Darren Balaam. 8 Washoe County schools delaying their opening day because of the fire. It's unclear when they'll reopen. FM News Talk Time, 1233.
KKFT, live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
Here's a harsh fact. 40% of women and nearly 20% of men suffer from varicose or spider veins. Left untreated, these veins can cause tired, heavy legs, swelling, burning, cramping, aching, even restless leg syndrome. In some cases, it can lead to serious health risks, like blood clots. USA Vein Clinics offers minimally invasive treatments that take as little as 15 minutes, covered by most insurances. Call 775-237-2367 and schedule your appointment today. Don't wait. Call 775-237-2367 for free information today. Imagine walking, exercising, and sleeping peacefully again. Varicose and spider veins won't go away on their own. USA Vein Clinics can help. Call 775-237-2367 for fast, easy, and affordable solutions. USA Vein Clinics treatments are covered by most insurance plans. Don't put this off any longer. Call 775-237-2367.
Are you on a residential septic system? Well, Northern Nevada's best, Bonanza Septic and Jetting Solutions, now has 24-hour online booking. Just go to bonanzaseptic.com and click the Book Residential Pumping Now button. Answer a few questions for pricing and dates. Select a time, and they'll take care of the rest. Bonanza Septic is there for you with fast, reliable service. bonanzaseptic.com.
Thank you, Northern Nevada, for making us number one and the number two business.
FM Talk Weather.
Going to be another warm day today, but we're past the peak of the heat. In the mid to upper 90s today, low 90s tomorrow, 80s midweek. Weather brought to you by RE/MAX Gold agent Mary Jo Brummer. She should be your real estate agent. Mary Jo and the Brummer Group listens, cares, and delivers. 721-5905. Today at 8, Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your new news, local. live and happening now.
An update on the flames up north. I'm John Potter for the New News. The bug fire northwest of Cold Springs has been pushing south, now just a couple of miles from Hungry Valley, where the Reno Sparks Indian Colony is evacuating residents. Other evacuation areas are east of 395, north of Silver Lake. It's been enlarged by two new fires east, the Fred Mountain Fire off Red Rock Road and the Ironwood Fire by Palomino Valley. Altogether, the damage is at 26 square miles. Reaching from 395 Hallelujah Junction to the Pyramid Highway north of Spanish Springs. The bug fire's only 20% contained, and gusty west winds will put areas east of the fires in danger this afternoon. To the south, two lightning-caused fires have been burning south of Gardnerville since late Saturday. The Ruby Fire east of 395 in Carter Springs is at 143 acres, but 100% contained. The second fire is further south on 395 at Double Springs and Leviathan Mine, 130 acres burned. I'm John Potter for the New News on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Your New News Business Update on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report. A choppy trading session with stocks mostly lower in afternoon trading as investors monitor U.S.-Iran developments and await consumer price inflation data that will be released on Wednesday morning. The information will likely help determine the Fed's path for interest rates. Oil prices are spiking with West Texas Intermediate crude rising above $80 a barrel, its highest level since late July. Energy and healthcare are the best performing sectors while tech is lagging. Shares of Apple are down more than 2% following a downgrade from Jefferies. An analyst with the firm believes that the new iPhone design will not materialize anytime soon. In addition, Apple is said to be testing memory chips from China's CXMT and is considering using them in some devices sold in China. But Apple will need approval from the White House. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
FM News Talk Time, it is 12:37. Glad you're with us here on the KKFT News and Noon on a very, very busy day. It's time right now for today's Moment with Mike. Mike Bosma from Keystone CPAs joining us right now in studio. Mike, how are you, sir?
Doing well, thanks.
I'm glad to hear that. Well, a lot of folks are not doing very well right now. This bug fire right now, last check, 1,800 homes were threatened. Now, I understand that this is probably the last thing that they're worried about right now, but there are, if your property is damaged, if you lose your home, how does that handle at the tax level? How does that work?
Well, so, you know, first and foremost, you have to decide if insurance is going to pay all or a portion of that damage, and then that puts you on one trajectory for, okay, is this insurance settlement taxable? Generally, the answer is no unless you run out of basis. The bigger issue is, which I've seen in numerous fires up here, is tragic, where either your landscaping or the house itself is damaged and insurance doesn't cover the whole thing. And then what do you do? Well, first, I checked right before the show to make sure that Governor Lombardo has declared an emergency disaster area. That's important because in 2025, unless the president declared an emergency disaster area, if it was your personal residence, you had no relief. Mm-hmm. There was no deduction. 2026, there is a deduction for a governor declared a disaster area, which we have. So if your house is damaged, not subject to insurance reimbursement, you can get up to, take that as a casualty loss for the reduction in the value of that or how much it costs to repair it, limited to 10% of your adjusted gross income. The old casualty rules apply. So, but you're right. As people are trying to get their furnishings, the kids' pictures, and the livestock safe, we'll worry about the tax implications of this thing later. But keeping an ear to the ground, Greg, about if the President Trump does a disaster declaration, that makes it a lot more favorable for everybody involved if there's a loss incurred.
Indeed. And again, if you are in an evacuation zone, if you're in the red, the go now, do not wait. Don't worry about your taxes right now. Don't worry about your property. You got to leave. Your life is more important, certainly. I think back to Katrina, Hurricane Katrina, and I remember this was, ages ago when it comes to tax law, but I believe that there was some sort of exemption on your tax deadlines from the IRS.
Right.
It's too early to talk about that, I think, right now, but, would there be some sort of allowance, especially if you lose everything you have?
only if it's a presidential disaster area. That's important. The reason that Katrina, you got a delay in the time to file and make deposits, important one. Yeah, if all of a sudden things were literally up in smoke. So, and hopefully this thing doesn't grow to be a presidentially declared disaster area. You never hope that on anybody. But that's when you get the delay in payment, delay in filing, only through the presidentially declared one.
Can you claim, let's talk about horses, let's talk about livestock. There are a number of ranchers up there. Can you claim that, is that taxable? I mean, is your dog taxable? How does that all work?
Okay, well, if they're damaged, right, it's your property, your horses and your dog is your property, part of your family too, but they're your property, and same rules apply. Just if they're damaged or unfortunately deceased, the value is going to be a deduction for you limited to your basis in that property.
Let's talk about evacuation costs. I mean, for example, the Peppermill right now, they're offering a special evacuee rate, $59 a night, no resort fees or anything like that, and that's great. Can you write that off your taxes?
You know, that's a great question, Greg. I don't think so, but
okay.
I'd have to think about that. I would say where I thought you were going was,
please.
Does a Peppermill get a deduction for giving this stuff away? And the answer is no, because unless it's included in income, you don't get the deduction for it. But yeah, generally, the cost of fleeing, I'll have to report back on that one tomorrow. Great question.
I would thank you very much. It's not often that I hear that I ask a great question. I'm kidding, of course. But in any case, this is a fluid situation. I want to touch briefly on insurance. I mean, you know, standard homeowners policies, do they normally cover this sort of thing, or do you have to buy a rider?
Generally, they do. It's just a matter of how much is covered. I think those are things when you're talking to an insurance agent, because if you just have, you bought the house for $500,000 and all of a sudden it's worth $750,000, it's going to take probably more than $750,000 to rebuild it. So that you may not have the right policy and you may get something less than what you'd really hope to get back if unfortunately you need those disaster benefits. So that's where, now's the time. Call your insurance agent and make sure you know what you got. Probably best time is not to have to wait until you have a fire that's at your doorstep.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, don't lose the opportunity, because otherwise life happens and you'll forget about it again.
Absolutely. And of course, not the time necessarily if you're being evacuated to think about your taxes, but Keystone CPAs is here to help you out when that time comes. 775-786-4900. That's 775-786-4900 for a free 1-hour consultation. Mike Bosma, a moment with Mike. We'll talk with you again tomorrow.
I look forward to it, Greg.
As do I. It is 12:43 right here on the news at noon.
Probably a good time to review your homeowner's insurance policy and make sure you have enough fire insurance. It is very difficult to get fire insurance or to get some homes insured because of all the fires here in the West. Got a email from a listener, Ron, who says, this is off topic, a subject change I should have announced. The gentleman who's been delivering the weather since early this morning, not Greg Neff and not John Potter, sounds like he's quite sick, especially during the early morning broadcasts. Is he okay? And Ron, I had the same thought when I tuned in early this morning and heard Craig. He's referring to Craig Swope. And I said, are you feeling okay? And he said, better than he sounds. Sometimes you might feel all right, but the old radio throat gets to you. But Craig Swope is perfectly fine. He just sounds like he's dying. Over the weekend, Donald Trump announced a new direction with conflict with Iran, conflict/war, however you want to refer to it as, with more emphasis now, seriously, on economic sanctions. Shouldn't we have been doing this all along? As you know, we are all, including myself, pretty good at armchair quarterbacking. We don't know what's going on. We only know what we're told. And Iran's bravado and demands for the U.S. paying for war damages is quite rich, don't you think? I think it invites a response like, sure, you pay $1 billion for every American that you are responsible for killing in the last 47 years. So is you can still support Donald Trump, you can still support the war effort, but do you think that he may have underestimated Iran? It's our Keystone CPAs Noon News Daily Poll, and a simple yes or no is how you can vote. And right now, yes is outweighing no by about 2-1. We will be back with more news. We have the Lake Tahoe Summit is coming up in just a couple of weeks or so. We'll tell you a little bit about that and more. FM News Talk time is 12:45.
Let's get you moving. KKFT traffic on your noon news.
We're doing pretty well on the freeways right now. Highway 50, State Route 28, that has been cleared up and downgraded to a mere road hazard. If you see emergency vehicles behind you, especially if they're headed to a fire or anywhere else, make sure you pull over as best you can. Even if you're on the freeway, pull over and get out of their way. They're trying to save some lives. It is 92 degrees in Sparks, 91 in Minden, 92 in Wellington, 90 degrees in Incline Village. Here's a look at your weather.
After today, we're actually going to see more seasonal or even below seasonal temperatures by the latter part of the week. But today, well into the 90s and low 90s tomorrow. Weather brought to us by RE/MAX Gold agent Mary Jo Brummer and the Brummer Group. You can hire Mary Jo as your agent in Northern Nevada. She listens, cares, and delivers. Call 721-5905. Coming up at 1, Guy Benson on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Brothers Windows is celebrating 250 years of America by extending their best financing ever.
24 months of 0% interest, that's 2 years of no interest on approved credit, and up to $1,000 off on new windows and doors.
Family was everything to Poppy and Mama from Madrid, Spain, and in 1967 they brought their 9 children to California to pursue the American dream and give their children greater opportunities to succeed in life.
And in 1994, Brothers Windows began. Built on the values instilled by their parents, the business grew to include the whole family.
9 brothers and sisters always committed to their customers' satisfaction.
Highest standards in expert workmanship, quality products, integrity pricing. Brothers has installed over 1 million windows.
And for 32 years, they've always backed their lifetime warranty.
60% of their customers come from referrals. Brothers is the window company we trust and you should too. Get a free no-pressure estimate during this 24 months no-interest offer.
Go to brotherswindows.com. Learn more about the 24 months no-interest offer. Brotherswindows.com. That's brotherswindows.com.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day, and because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
When the time comes for a dignified farewell, choose Simple Cremation in Reno. Cost-effective ceremonies, no hidden fees, just respectful direct cremation services that let your family focus on what matters most, honoring your loved one with care and compassion. Affordable with options for everyone, even no-cost assistance in qualifying cases. Simple Cremation, Reno's trusted choice for heartfelt, straightforward cremation. Visit simplecremation.us. Peace of mind starts here. 324-3720.
Can you feel it? Summer's here. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
KKFT. This is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
And we continue to follow the bug fire currently ravaging the North Valleys right here in northern Nevada. We keep an eye on that for you. We have just learned from the Reno Fire Department here that they have two battalion chiefs on scene right now. They have about 15 personnel in total assisting. That's in addition to everybody from Truckee Meadows Fire and the Cal Fire folks that are assisting on this fire. So again, 15,000 acres, 3% containment, and again, about 1,800 homes threatened. And that's just from the Bug Fire. We also have the Fred Mountain Fire. And I'm looking for some new details on that fire. I guess it's the Stallion Fire that is burning up toward Pyramid Lake right now. So we're going to keep an eye on that as well. To gas prices right now, the statewide average gas price in Nevada is holding steady. AAA says the average cost for a gallon of self-serve regular, now $4.76. The most expensive right now, that's a mineral, $5.49. Least, the cheapest, can be found in White Pine, $4.27. Gas is $5.18 in Washoe County and $4.76 in Clark County. In California, if you are planning on heading there, it's much the same.
AAA says the average cost for a gallon of self-serve regular is $5.59. In Los Angeles County, gas is going for $5.66. It's 6 cents less in Orange County. Gas is $5.57 in Ventura County, $5.55 in Riverside County, and $5.57 in San Bernardino County. I'm Mark Mayfield.
FM News Talk Time, 12:51.
Your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Sports.
High school fall sports begins today. It begins with soccer. Truckee is at Reno. High school football begins this weekend. Nevada Football Fan Fest this past Saturday. Big turnout from the community. Chance to be on the field with some of the football players. Throw the ball and run some patterns. Black uniforms are back. They'll be in the opener. Aces split with El Paso last week. At Salt Lake City this week, 3-3 on the week. I'm Greg Swope of Sports for the new news on FM News Talk.
Abraham Lincoln often taught with riddles. If you call a tail a leg, how many legs has a dog? Five? No, calling a tail a leg don't make it a leg. In other words, changing definitions won't change reality.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For your presidential air conditioning service and Honest Abe reality checkup, contact us today at lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025. So there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
Hi, this is Mike with the Good Feet Store. Are your bad feet making work miserable? You're not alone. Here's Vale, a real Good Feet Store customer.
I'm a salesman. I've pounded the pavement 35 years, literally. My legs ached, my feet hurt. It was just sometimes unbearable. But if you don't have a good attitude when you're in sales, it shows on your face. I heard an advertisement on the radio for the Good Feet Store, and I said, what can I lose?
For over 20 years, we've helped people like Val get back to doing what they love without their feet getting in the way.
I walked into the Good Feet Store and I said, my feet hurt. What a difference with these arch supports. When I go and talk to my customers, I've got a smile on my face. I can go all day long and then some. It's the real deal. My name's Val, and that's my Good Feet Story.
Don't let bad feet stop you from achieving your 2026 health goals. We're located on South Virginia Street, right by Total Wine.
Here's some good news for Northern Nevada job seekers. Chromalloy, a leader in the aerospace industry, is expanding its workforce in Carson City. Open positions include quality inspectors, metal workers, welders, and electronic technicians. With some of the area's best wages, a sign-on bonus, and benefits beginning on day one, there's never been a better time to apply. Watch for the next job fair, or you can apply today at Cromalloy.com. Your future takes flight at Cromalloy.
The Carson Nugget welcomes back celebrity comedian Erica Rhodes from America's Got Talent. Erica is currently on her nationwide comedy tour. Join her up close and personal for a VIP wine dinner on Friday, August 21st, and get a free VIP ticket to her show on Saturday, August 22nd at 6 or 8 p.m. The Grand Showroom has been named Northern Nevada's best comedy showroom. Buy tickets for the dinner or the show at ccnugget.com.
Weather. Going to be another warm day today, but we're past the peak of the heat. In the mid to upper 90s today, low 90s tomorrow, 80s midweek. Weather brought to you by RE/MAX Gold agent Mary Jo Brummer. She should be your real estate agent. Mary Jo and the Brummer Group listens, cares, and delivers. 721-5905. Today at 8, Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
Now, the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news, KKFT.
We've got 92 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport as we continue right along here on the KKFT News at Noon. I'm Greg Neft, and we just have learned within the past 5 minutes that Southern Nevada is jumping in to help fight the bug fire here. We've learned from Clark County that crews from Southern Nevada are going to be backfilling stations in the Truckee Meadows Fire Protection District so TMFD can focus on fighting the bug fire. So if you call the fire department for a house fire, you might be getting a Clark County person, crew to help fight your fire. Word is that Clark County is sending two engines, one battalion chief. Las Vegas Fire Rescue is also sending an engine. North Las Vegas is going to send an engine. Henderson is also going to send a crew. So that gives you an idea of just how stressed the crews up here are. They're very stretched thin. They have to fight this bug fire. So Clark County apparently left at 8 o'clock this morning. They're expected to arrive here in Northern Nevada by 4 o'clock, and they're going to help things out here. Thousands of residents, again, ordered to evacuate in the area of Cold Springs after the bug fire broke out yesterday. Saturday. It's been quite the ordeal. Again, 15,000 acres, 3% containment. 1258 here on the News at Noon. Jerry?
And Greg, I was looking at the fire map. There is such a thing for the West. The West is on fire. And unless I'm mistaken, I started counting the fires in Nevada, and I think I got to 7 or 8 or something like that. And there were 2 smaller fires down near Las Vegas, outside of Las Vegas, over the weekend. Mm-hmm. But do appreciate their help in coming up here. The West is ablaze, and lightning can't do anything about. We'll find out the cause of the other fires and report that to you over the next couple of days. There is a special event coming up in the Carson Valley with Jim Jordan for David Flippo. That's coming up August 29th. And David Flippo is scheduled to join us tomorrow at approximately 12:45 p.m. And we'll ask him if he wants to respond to Mark Amadei's condescending remarks in a recent interview. 12:45 p.m. tomorrow, and updates throughout the day. Get the app. We can keep you updated with the app. It's free at the App Store. And we'll tell you about Senator Jackie Rosen and the 30th annual Lake Tahoe Summit a bit more tomorrow. That's coming up on August 19th. And that about wraps it up. We'll keep you updated and informed on all the fires. Keep your radio on. Always have a battery-operated radio as well if you don't have the app on your smartphone. But we do recommend that you get it, and we'll do the best to keep you informed about school closings, road closings, and what you need to know. It's the Noon News. Join us tomorrow on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
First with Fox. First on FM. 99.1 KKFT. Gardnerville, Reno, Sparks, Carson City. A service of the Evans Broadcast Company.